and my career, but even more importantly, it taught me the value of diversity. So I then hunted down two of our best electrical engineers, and we rapidly created the first viable SiGe transistors, setting a slew of records along the way. That achievement in the end had demanded innovation spanning chemistry, physics, electrical engineering, microscopy, chemical analysis, and manufacturing. Yet still, I knew the work was not yet done. I joined IBM to create innovations that matter, and for all of our technical success, we still hadn't achieved that. To achieve real success, at some point, you simply need to bite the bullet and see if anyone cares about your baby. As it turned out, Wi-Fi, wireless technology, was just beginning to emerge commercially, but costs were prohibitive given the fairly exotic semiconductors it employed at that early time in its development. By contrast, the SiGe technology we developed was based on traditional low-cost silicon manufacturing. We saw the potential to produce wireless technology that was vastly superior in cost performance to anything anyone had believed possible at the time. Still, we lacked experience with consumer electronics. So once again, we broadened our innovation ecosystem by meeting with a wide variety of potential commercial partners. Ultimately, we allied with a heritage